Unit 4, Lesson 2, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Li Jin goes jogging before 7 every morning.
2. The headmaster awarded a gold medal to the long jump champion.
3.Students take an active part in sports activities after school.
4. Jim has entered for this afternoon's high jump. I hope he will win.
5. Li Hui took part in the discus throw on sports day. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Did you get any prizes on your last sports day, Mary?
Yes, I won the gold medal in the high jump and silver medal in the long jump.
Congratulations. What about the relay race? Did your class win?
No, we didn't. We came in the last.
Question. Which place was Mary in the long jump? 2. Julia, I guess you can do about 45 sit-ups in a minute?
A very close guess. I can do 43. What about you, Tom?
About 60.
Question. How many more sit-ups can Tom do than Julia?
3.Shall we go to the flower show this coming Saturday, Mum?
Well, but I think the book exhibition is more interesting. Shall we go there, Mike?
All right. It will be helpful.
Question. Where will they go this coming Saturday?
4. Who's better at sports, Betty or Mary?
Betty.
Why do you think so? Mary swims as often as Betty,And she bowls as well as Betty, too.
That's true. But she doesn't jump as high as Betty.
Question. What can Betty do better than Mary? 5. What events are you going to enter for?
I'm good at neither running nor jumping. I guess I'll enter for the ball games.
Question.What event will the girl probably enter for? 6. How was the 400-meter race?
It was exciting. Tim was the first to reach the finishing line. He broke the record again.
Question. What does the woman mean? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
The traffic lights were red, so the doctor stopped his car and waited for them to change to green. While he was waiting, a police car came up from behind and knocked into the back of his car.There were two policemen in the car, and they were very surprised and happy when the old doctor got out of his car and walked towards them without being hurt. The old doctor came up to the door of the police car and said, "What's wrong with you, young man? Shall I give you some medicine?"
4. Listen to the passage.And complete the sentences.
听短文完成下列句子。
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mike Smith. My family and I moved to Shanghai 6 years ago. I am teaching world history in Shanghai University. My wife, Betty, works as a doctor in Shanghai No. 8 Hospital. We have two children, Peter and Mary.Peter runs a coffee shop of his own. He wants to work for himself. His younger sister, Mary, is a waitress in a hotel. She likes her job very much. Her husband, Jack, teaches English in evening schools. We enjoy our life here. We have a lot of Chinese friends here. Unit 4, Lesson 3, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Mr. Davis was reading a newspaper while he was waiting for a bus.
2. People raised the Olympic flag at the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
3. The World Expo is also called the Olympic Games of Science and Technology.
4. It's Betty's daily habit to do sit-ups every day to keep fit.
5. Our school football final ended up in a penalty kick. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. What do you want to be when you grow up, Jenny?
Maybe a doctor, maybe a teacher, or a lawyer. What about you, Jim?
I want to be an engineer, like my parents.
Question, what's Jim's mother?
2. When is the library open on weekdays?
From 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
When is it open at weekends?
On Saturdays, it is open from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. It is usually closed on Sundays.
Question, when is the library open on Saturdays? 3. Who had the football match with Class 3 yesterday?
That was Class 1. Their forward scored 3 goals in the first half.
Did he? So they beat Class 3 by 3-0?
No. The captain of Class 1 scored another goal for their team in a penalty kick.
Question, how many goals did Class 1 score in the football match? 4. Who did you play against yesterday?
Number 12 Middle School.
Really? It's a strong team, isn't it?
Strong players, but a weak team.
Question, what does the girl think of the team?
5. Shall we go out for a walk after supper, Davy?
Sorry, Susan. I'll sleep right now and then watch a wonderful World Cup match at 2 a.m.
Question, what will Davy do right now? 6. Who is likely to win the badminton final, Lily or Linda?
It's hard to say, but Lily is 35, old for an athlete.
Question, what does the man mean?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mrs. Wu lives alone in our neighborhood. Her husband has been dead for 8 years. Her only daughter lives and works in Canada. She wants her mother to go to Canada so that she can look after her. But Mrs. Wu won't go. She often writes to tell her not to worry about her life, as she has a lot of friends. They are her neighbors. They visit her every day and help her with the housework. They often do some shopping together. A doctor comes to see her twice a month. Some young pioneers come to her home on Saturdays and Sundays. Mrs. Wu enjoys their visit very much. She tells her daughter that she is living a happy life. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。
Tennis is now an Olympic sport that is played by people of all ages around the world. It has 4 parts: the Australian Open, the French Open, the Wimbledon, and the US Open. Every year, the Australian Open is held in Melbourne, Australia. It is usually held during the last 2 weeks of January. The Australian Open is famous for its hot days, because it's played during the summer. The next is the French Open. It lasts for about 2 weeks, between mid-May and early June in Paris, France. The Wimbledon, the oldest and most famous event, comes the third. It's held every June and July in London. Last comes the U.S. Open. It is often held in August. The China Tennis Open was started in Beijing in 2004. It is catching more eyes around the world. China Tennis Open 2006 was held from September the 9th to September the 24th in the Beijing Tennis Center. Many big names such as Rafael Nadal, Maria Sharapova, and Serena Williams took part in the game. Over 600,000 fans watched the game on TV.
Unit 4, Lesson 1 to 3. A, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Adam jumped 1.7 meters in the high jump.
2. The chorus by Class 1 was a little boring.
3. Linda put on a piano solo at the school art festival.
4. Our team scored a goal on the penalty kick and finally won.
5. Jack took part in the discus throw and won the championship. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。
1. How long has your mother worked as a lawyer, Alice?
She began to work when she was 25 years old, and she is 40 now.
Question. How long has Alice's mother been a lawyer? 2. Did you watch the World Cup final at 4 yesterday afternoon?
Well, I missed the live broadcast. I worked until 6, but I watched the video later.
Which team won the championship?
Spain scored a goal and Holland nothing.
Question. How many goals did Holland score in the final? 3. Mary, did you like the chorus or the duet?
I like neither the chorus nor the duet. They were dull. My favorite item was the acrobatic show. Well, what's your favorite item, Billy?
The comic dialogue by Class 3. It was humorous.
Question. Which item did Mary like best?
4. How is your school life, Jane?
We have a lot of activities. We have different hobby groups, and we meet every Friday. We also have Spring Sports Day and Autumn Sports Day.
Sounds nice. We have our school sports day every 2 years.
Question. How often does the sports day take place in Jane's school?
5. Have you entered for the long jump or the high jump?
Neither. I'm more interested in track events.
Question. What event has the girl probably entered for? 6. What were you doing yesterday evening? I called you, but you weren't at home.
I was watching the performances at Grand Theatre. It was a ballet performance by some famous Russian dancers.
Question. Where was the girl while the boy called her? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It's 8:15 now. Mr. Green is reading a newspaper, and Mrs. Green is cleaning the rooms, and then she washes the clothes. Their son David wants to do his homework, but he can't find his exercise book. Mrs. Green says that all the shops are closed now, but Mr. Green doesn't think so. He says Aunt Jenny's shop is open. David goes there. It's closed, but she opens the door when she sees David. She sells a lot of school things. They are all cheap. David buys one exercise book and finishes homework before 9:30. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文完成下列句子。I am a senior 3 student. Our school has a student's radio station. It started 2 years ago. I have been a member of the radio station since it started. Every morning, we tell the students about the weather and latest news, plus some messages the teachers want us to mention. We have a special program that tells students the things they should or should not do when they prepare for their exams. When parents come to visit the school, we always play songs sung by the students, and we also report important school events. I will graduate from senior high school soon. I'll really miss the radio station.
Unit 4, Lesson 1 to 3, B, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Many students took part in the school sports day last Friday.
2. Jack took part in the high jump and won a silver medal.
3. The students were cheering when the forward scored a goal.
4. Tom was the first to reach the finishing line. How glad he was.
5. Among all the items, I liked the short play best. It was so funny. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Shall we go to the theater tomorrow evening?
That's a good idea.
Let's meet at the school gate at 6 o'clock, okay?
I'm afraid I can't leave before 6:30. Let's make it an hour later.
All right.
Question, what time will they meet?
2. Has Tim entered for the long jump or the discus throw?
I don't think so. He's better at track event than field events. He won the gold medal in 200-meter race and 800-meter race on last sports day.
Then I think he'd better enter for the long jump instead of the 200-meter race.
Question, what event has Tim probably entered for?
3. Were you having lessons this time yesterday, Tina?
No, I was watching the live broadcast of the football match at home.
Were your parents with you?
No, they were working in the factory while the game was going on.
Question, what was Tina doing while the game was on? 4. Steve won the first prize in the 400-meter race last year. Why didn't he take part in the games this time?
Don't you know he hurt his foot when he was training for the race?
Question, why didn't Steve take part in the games? 5. The speech made by Jack was hard to understand.
Well, I think he didn't speak slowly enough.
Question, what can we learn from the dialogue?
6. Did you watch the table tennis final yesterday, Park?
Yes, it was very exciting. Jim versus Jack. They attracted a large audience.
Then who was the champion?
Jack was. He was especially happy when the game was over.
Question, who won the table tennis final?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
My mother is always busy. During the day, she sits in front of the computer and writes stories for children. Mom always says writing is the most important thing in her life. She enjoys it a lot and always gets paid for her writing. That makes her happy because she has three daughters to bring up. Mom always tries to finish her writing before we get back in the evening. By doing so, she has more time to be with us. Mom loves talking and reading with us, but she hates cooking and cleaning. So we have learned how to do housework since we were very young. Mom is always busy writing and taking care of us, but she is always smiling. To me, my mother is the most beautiful woman in the world.
4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。
Every year, hundreds of clowns, dressed in tall blue hats and big red noses with colorful faces, walk through Bungar Regis Town, UK. It is for the International Clowns Festival. The first one was in 1987, UK. The activity is held from March 12th to the 17th. During the five-day festival, people can see clowns from across the world. The clowns have big feet, funny noses, and look lovely. They use strange dances and songs to make people laugh. Children like them very much. In the past, men led the clowning performance, but now women clowns are also popular. There are different kinds of clowns: white face, clowns for children, and street clowns. Here it comes. Do you want to have a look?Final examination. Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Dan is a hard-working bank clerk.
2. The headmaster is presenting the prize to our monitor.
3. Betty eats a lot of healthy food. She has a balanced diet.
4. My mother works as a computer programmer.
5. I like traveling, so I want to be a tour guide in the future. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Besides this shirt, I also want the blue blouse.
Certainly. The blouse is $6, and the total cost is $16.
Question: How much does the shirt cost?
2. Next, please. Jenny, what's wrong with you?
I have a bad toothache.
Question: Where does the dialogue probably take place?
3.Where did you go in your winter holidays?
I went to London on a study trip.
Question: What did the boy do during the winter holidays? 4. What do you think of your job?
I like it very much. Although it is dangerous, we feel proud when we rescue people from the fire.
Question: What job does the man probably do?5. How did you like their performance?
Oh, I fell asleep in the middle. It was not as good as I expected.
Question: What does the woman mean?
6. Lily, you look upset today. Is there anything wrong with you?
Oh, Mike, I didn't pass yesterday's physics exam. I tried my best.
Don't worry. Let me help you.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Helen was a famous American writer. When she was born in 1880, she could see and hear like other children. The baby girl suddenly became ill when she was 19 months old. She had a high fever. Then she could neither see nor hear. For 7 years, she lived in her own dark world, but her mind was clear and active. On March 3rd, 1887, a 22-year-old girl arrived at her home. Her name was Anne. She began teaching her. Helen was a clever girl. She learned very quickly. With Anne, she learned a lot. From then on, Helen started a new life. She went to a famous university and finished her studies there in 1904. Helen wrote many books in her life. Among them are The Story of My Life, The World I Live In, Out of the Dark, Teacher, and so on. On June 1st, 1968, Helen died in her sleep at the age of 88. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。Now, I'd like to tell you something about how to sleep well. Don't drink coffee in the 6 hours before going to bed. Stop smoking and drinking at bedtime. Don't sleep during the day. Go to bed at the same time every night. Get up at the same time every morning. Use the bedroom only for sleep. Don't read, watch TV, eat, or talk in the bedroom. If you haven't fallen asleep within 15 minutes after going to bed, don't turn over worrying about it. Get up and read or watch TV until you feel like sleeping, then return to bed. If you go on having trouble sleeping, go to your doctor for help.